I'm here today with Colin Mockery and Asad Mekki. They've got a great new show called Hiprov. They're bringing it to Alberta in November. They're going to be performing here in Calgary at the Jack Singer Concert Hall and as well as Sherwood Park. How's it going today, guys?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, no, thanks for joining us on the Windspeaker Radio Network. I was reading up a little bit about your show, Hiprov. I got to know, how did you guys come together and come up with this idea of mixing hypnotism and improv?
I ended up reaching out to Colin Mockery through his website. I'm the master hypnotist on the show. The key was that his longtime manager picked up my email and thought it was fascinating. So from there, we ended up putting up the show at the Second City. We've toured it now internationally. We have a Las Vegas residency right now where Colin flies in and out and performs in Hiprov, and we have a rotating cast of incredible improvisers that come in and perform the show.
So Colin, how does this differ from a normal improvisation show for you? Like, you're getting people right out of the crowd and they're obviously being suggested things through hypnosis. So how does this affect your performance in any way?
Not much. It's kind of the same dead eyes as Who's Line. So it's different in that, you know, when I'm working with the Who's Line guys, obviously I've worked with them for a long time. So even though we're making things up, I can see kind of where they're going to go in a scene. I don't have that with these people because they also don't have a long-term plan. They're just reacting in the moment. So when I say something to them, they will answer right away, but it's not like they're thinking, oh, you know what, this could lead us to this part where we could get to an ending of the scene. Yeah. They're just giving information and funny information, information that real improvisers, I don't think, would ever give us. It's just so off the wall and so from their subconscious. It truly is stream of consciousness comedy. It's great.
So have you guys ever experienced a participant in your show that you brought up on stage that just was not cooperative at all? They were fully hypnotized, but they just weren't helping the show get anywhere.
Yeah, so generally speaking, I bring up 20 volunteers on stage, and then I whittle it down to the most susceptible subject. So I'm looking for changes in rate, location of respiration. So breathing changes, skin color changes. You go light to dark, dark to light. Skin tonus changes. There's a shyness and dullness to the skin. Vasodilation. So the capillaries in the eyes become engorged. Mask-like facial expression. So I'm looking for a checklist of trance indicators, and if I see that in the volunteers, I'll keep them on stage. If I don't, I'll remove them from the stage area. So to answer your question, by the time we've got our final five, they are so responsive to the hypnosis that Colin walks in and they respond to every single one of my suggestions without hesitation and without question, which makes for seamless and funny and wacky improv.
I was reading up on you a little bit, Asad, and you combine humor in your hypnotism already. So it wasn't that much of a stretch maybe to get it to the improv level of a show. Is that correct?
Yes and no. Okay. So yes, there is improv in a solo show where there is hypnosis, and in my solo show, Hypnohype. That being said, you can't really compare the two genres because hiprov is really a new art form, merging the best of the two. So I'll give you an example. So in a regular stage hypnosis show, you may give a really quick slapsticky kind of suggestion. The person's nose is turned into rubber. And then all of a sudden you can pull the nose and the nose will snap back on a volunteer, right? Yeah. So it's very slapsticky, very funny, very quick. And it's kind of like gaggy and entertaining. Well, with Hiprov, you've got the crescendo where it's an old-time radio play, where the volunteer who's hypnotized plays all the different characters that Colin comes into contact with. So they morph and they change. Some of them throw their voices. They actually are seamless in their improv with Colin, and they're actually at times scene-stealing. So it's a long-form performance that lasts anywhere between 7 to 12 minutes, where Colin is going back and forth with matching wits with these people who are hypnotized to improvising with him. The fascinating part about hypnosis is the part of the brain that deals with self-reflection becomes disconnected. They no longer reflect on their behavior when they're hypnotized. They just carry out my suggestions without hesitation, without question. You see, first-time improvisers, they'll play to the crowd, they'll look nervous, they'll hesitate. These people, none of that happens. I give them a suggestion. They fall madly in love with Colin. Immediately, without hesitation, without question, they're in it and they're fully committed to the scene.
Well, I mean, that's one of the easiest suggestions you could give someone. So, exactly.
Now, Colin, your manager answered an email inquiry from your website. Was there any hesitation in you? Because this is like a completely new art form. Like I've never, once I was forwarded your information, I started looking it up a little bit and there's nothing else like it out there. So was there any hesitation on your part or were you just game from the beginning?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was such an intriguing idea. And, you know, I've been improvising for over 40 years now. So there's also that fear of getting too comfortable in something. I thought, well, this is so far outside of my comfort zone. I'm improvising with people. Not only do I not know them, but they're in a hypnotic state. And I think it's been kind of a learning experience for both of us. You know, when we walked on stage for the first time, we had no idea what was going to happen. We were just hoping for the best, get through it. And since then, it's sort of the difference. I would say it's like the difference between Pong and Call of Duty. We've found so much we can do with them. It's not they're a one-trick pony. They become actual improvisers. As Asad mentioned, that's a pretty complicated game that they're doing. And I think we've just scratched the surface to see what they can do.
It sounds amazing, and I hope that everybody gets a chance to come out and see the show.
I just want to say it's a fun show. It's family-friendly. It's hilarious. And we've made a solemn vow. No one will be forced to cluck like a chicken. Unless they want to, that's their prerogative. But we treat our improvisers with respect because they're a big part of the show. They're giving us all that we need. So it's a fun time.
Thank you so much for your time today and joining us on the Windspeaker Radio Network.
Excellent.
Thank you, Trent. Appreciate it.